I want to show you something here. Job 33. And I want to start with about verse 8. You have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard your very words. You said, I am pure, I am without sin, I am innocent, I have no guilt. Now this is Elihu talking to Job. In other words, I've heard you say these things. See, a lot of people will tell us that Job had no sin. But that's not true. You didn't read the whole book. You only read the first couple of chapters. But if you read the rest of it, this is what God is saying to you and me. As we've learned these things, we think about the number of people that we're working hard to get healed. And from what we've learned, we now know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that sin is what makes us sick. I mean, I can now prove this to you over and over and over in the Word of God. I can show you over and over and over without fail where Jesus said, beginning all the way back in the covenant that he made with Moses, that if you will be obedient and walk with me and do everything I command you to do in my word, I, God, will take all sickness and all disease away from you, and you will have none, and you will be blessed, and your children will be blessed. You and your children will not be sick. Now, that's a promise from God. Now, if God started out in the old covenant and said, I promise you that if you will obey me and do everything I say under the law, that you will have no sickness and no disease, and I will bless you and your children. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he told us that in Hebrews 13:8 in the New Covenant. So there must be something wrong in the church when there's as many of us sick as they are. Amen. There's got to be something wrong. And so it's sin that does it. It's sin that does it. Now, the church has got to realize this. They got to realize the truth, and they got to hear it. And we've come to realize now, and we've seen this, I don't know how many times I've seen this in the last 10 years, that those people that will refuse to repent of sin are those that I cannot get healed. Cannot get them healed. In fact, we had a lady just give her testimony the other day. She's an RN nurse here in the Dallas Metroplex. And she came to us with a big cancer on her lip. And she had diabetes so bad in both feet that they were just swelled up. Her toes were that big, and they'd crack open and ooze blood and pus and everything else when she walked. She had to have a special pair of shoes made for Velcro so she couldn't get her foot down in a shoe. No way. So she heard about our ministry. Somebody told her. So she come running out here and said, I heard you got a healing ministry. Yes, ma'am. She said, I want you to lay hands on me and pray for me. I want to get healed so I can be about my life. I said, ma'am, it don't work like that. I said, because of your life, that's why you're sick. I said, you're sinning. She took offense. I am not sinning. I said, ma'am. She said, I'm not living in adultery. I said, okay, thank goodness. I'm not lying. I haven't murdered anybody. I said, ma'am, there's a whole lot of things besides sin, besides that. And I said, you're sinning somewhere. So, well, okay, you pray for me and I'll get healed. I prayed for her and God didn't do a thing for her. So she kept calling. She called Sharon out the minister center. She said, Sharon, you got to pray for me. And so Sharon would pray for her. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. She'd come up and I'd say, ma'am, you got to get rid of this sin issue. Okay, she said, okay. And she'd come over to Ty and say, Ty, will you pray for me so I can get healed? He said, we got to take care of the sin issue. But at least he did it love and gentlelessly. I just told her the truth. Ma'am, you got to take care of the sin issue. She didn't like what I had to say. So she said, I'd go to Ty, you know. And said, but he kept telling me about this sin issue too. And finally I told her one day, I said, ma'am, she kept telling me, I'm not sinning. I said, ma'am, I hate to tell you this, but you're not sick with all these problems because of no sin. And God is not healing you because you have not dealt with your sin issue. I said, go ask the king. So she finally got upset, I think, at all of us. And she went to the king, because she ain't getting healed. And she's calling over and over and over, coming to church every Sunday and everything. And I keep telling her, ma'am, it's a sin issue. And she really got a little upset at me because of the sin issue. I told her, ask the Lord. And so finally the Lord revealed to her, oh, it's your strife and your bitterness at work. That's what's opening the door to the devil. Your bitterness. And what? I mean, because I'm grumbling and complaining? I mean, Philippians 2:14, the king said, do all things without grumbling and complaining. Didn't he, JC? So, but see, we don't take him to heart, do we? See, so if he tells you to do all things without grumbling and complaining, and you're grumbling and complaining, guess what that is? That's sin. That's a violation of God's principle. And she's sinning. And she's in strife with the people she's working with. And so the Lord told her, when you take care of all those problems and walk in my love, then I'll heal you. Now she's got a goal to shoot for. So she started doing that. She started saying, okay, Lord, it is my sin that's making me sick. So she repented of every sin, got rid of all those sins, and started walking in love. And then we prayed for her, and guess what God did? He took the cancer off of her lip, completely healed it. He completely healed her of diabetes. And when she gave her testimony the other day, she has not a sign of that cancer on her mouth. She has no diabetes in her feet, and she's wearing normal shoes. Now, isn't that awesome? But see, she had a problem believing that her sin was what was keeping her sick, because she thought, I'm not in adultery with no guy. I ain't murdered nobody lately, you know, so I'm not breaking any of those commandments. But see, she never dreamed, just because in the Ten Commandments it doesn't say grumble and complain. But under the new covenant, he says in Philippians 2:14, do how many things? Surely God wouldn't mean that. Would he, Jim? You got a feeling he means exactly what he said, right? If he said it, and if you don't pass the test, he don't care if you're the pastor. He don't care who you are. In fact, I'm going to say he does care if you are the pastor. He holds you a little more accountable than he does the rest. Okay, Cheryl says that her testimony, that is, I guess it's CD and DVD, right? No fear when led by the Spirit. That's the, is that what, right?
Yes, and also the Howard Pittman interviews.
Okay, and the Howard Pittman interview, that whole thing where we talked about with Howard for all day, that's on CD back there also. You can hear some of those things, the Howard Pittman interview. But when we get a hold of the fact that our sin is what makes us sick, we realize that when we come to God, we got to take care of the sin issue before we can get healed. Now, one of the things, after I was listening to one of Howard's part of the testimony, and I was listening to another one of his CDs that he sent me a CD, because when we left down there, I gave him I didn't give it that night. I sent him a fairly nice donation for giving us the whole day to talk with us as a team. So he sent me a few CDs of his, in reply to that, which was nice. And I listened to one of them. And on one of those, it was the Lake Hamilton meeting, which he's been at, I think, every year since 1979. And he's spoken at the Lake Hamilton conference in Arkansas. And he sent me his recent one, and he was teaching on that about somebody, I forget who the guy was, that he said I'd found his information, and this old gentleman had long been deceased. He was a faith healer, you might say, also. And he said, I've learned that anybody that will repent of their sins, when I pray for them in faith, God will heal them. But he said, if they don't repent and they have a sin, he said, I can never get those people healed. He said, it makes no how much I pray, how much I stand in faith. He said, that makes me know for sure that he's the healer, not me. He knows your heart, and if you don't repent of sin, and let me tell you, folks, that's why, with what we're learning, that's why the healing ministry has taken such a dive in the church today, and people are not healed. In fact, some churches, many churches, the church I was raised up in, never prayed for the healing of the sick. That was not something we did in my denomination. I didn't know. I never saw anybody prayed for healing and expecting anybody to get healed. And I was in the church I was in until I was over 60 years old. I never saw, never, one time, never see a pastor call people to the front and say, well, come Wednesday night, we're going to have a healing service just for our little group. You come. We'll come up here. We'll get you to repent of your sins. We'll pray over you and expect God to heal you. I never saw that. Not one time. Not one. Never. So when God started speaking to me, telling me he wanted me to teach a healing school, I thought he was crazy. God, you can heal people? I've been in church all my life. I ain't never seen nobody healed. But see, he had a plan for me. He had a plan for me. And he knew I was just... I don't know what he knew everything about me, but he knew I was just down here wherever that he could use me. I hadn't had the privilege to go to seminary. I hadn't had, you know, I didn't have all that. So all I had to do is just believe him when he spoke to me. And he said, son, I mean, I can think of the night the Lord told me one night as he's training me, I'm going home one night in my car and I had a little 71 Toyota I bought brand new and it was 5 or 6 or 7 years old. And we got down to Granbury that night at about 9 o'clock on Friday night, and the little car just quit running. I pulled off into a shopping center, got out, had a few little tools, took the air cleaner off, had my wife turn the starter over, and no gas came out. I said, oh, shoot. Here I am in Granbury on Friday night at 9 o'clock in a foreign car, and there ain't no place short of Dallas, probably, that I can get a fuel pump, or at least a big town. Especially at 9 o'clock at night, because there wasn't that many foreign cars in 75 or 76. I said, I'm dead in water. What am I going to do? And I hear this voice. He said, son, did I not say in my word that you could ask me for anything and I would do it for you? Now, I only think, how many times did he make that statement? Ask the Father in my name anything and he will do it for you. That means he said that over and over and over, didn't he? But see, I didn't believe him. So by not believing him, I was living in sin. I wasn't believing the promises of God. Because they believe not the promises of God, none of them entered his rest. He made the promises, but they didn't believe.
Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. If the teaching you've just heard, if you would like that in its entirety, if you would call our ministry at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can also order all of our entire teachings, which we have hundreds of them, on the website at tlsm.org. www.tlm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can go to the free teachings. You can order whatever you want. We'll send them to you free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.